Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about using Playwright MCP with Cursor for automated QA and UI improvement. Let's dive in.
Sounds fascinating. So Playwright, isn't that usually for end-to-end web testing?
Exactly. It simulates user interactions, like clicking, typing, scrolling. Perfect for testing user flows, like a sign-up process. You can script these tests to run before pushing code to production, catching errors early.
Okay, that makes sense. But writing those scripts can be tedious, right?
It can be. Even with tools like Playwright CodeGen, which records your actions and generates code, it's still manual. And if your UI changes, your tests break.
So where does Playwright MCP come in?
This is where it gets interesting. MCP gives Cursor, an AI coding agent, access to the browser. This means Cursor can see the web page, identify UI bugs, and even self-iterate to fix them. It's a game changer.
Wow, that's powerful. So Cursor becomes your automated QA, constantly improving your UI.
Precisely. It's like having a tireless designer tweaking your UI 24/7. Plus, you can use Cursor with Playwright to create general web scraping scripts, extracting specific data from websites.
I see. Interesting. Any tips on setting up Playwright MCP?
Yeah. Use version 0.0.2. Later versions have some issues. Also, use a config file to manage settings like browser type and user profiles. And a crucial tip, create two MCP servers, one with vision enabled, one without. The vision model is great for UI iteration, but not so much for precise clicking during tests.
Got it. Two servers, one for UI, one for testing.
Right. For example, you can use the vision-enabled MCP to improve a to-do app's UI. Cursor analyzes a screenshot, identifies areas for improvement, and iterates until it looks perfect, adjusting spacing, alignment, and more.
And for testing, you switch to the non-vision MCP.
Yep. You can give Cursor prompts to test login flows, adding tasks, marking them complete. The whole works. It even handles tricky scenarios like tab indexing issues. The amazing part is, you can then ask Cursor to generate reusable Playwright test scripts based on this flow. So, instead of relying on the LLM each time, you have automated tests you can run locally.
That's clever. So, it learns the flow and then writes the tests for you.
Exactly. It creates the config files, the test scripts, even a GitHub action to run these tests automatically on every push. It's incredibly efficient.
I'm curious though, wouldn't using the LLM for every test get expensive?
It could. That's why generating reusable scripts is key. But if you do use the LLM, saving your prompts can help you rerun specific tests without rewriting them.
Makes sense. So, it's all about finding the right balance between LLM-powered testing and automated scripts.
Absolutely. This approach empowers developers to automate QA, iterate UI designs, and build robust test suites, all with the help of AI. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Goodbye.